You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, there was some story that came out, and Jeremy and I, look, apologies. This is live radio. We're racking our brains trying to remember this news story that came out. It had something to do with parents tracking their children. But that's almost irrelevant because we both have stories about this, and we're figuring that Dom and Jeremy listeners have plenty of stories about tracking their children. Like, I had a former flame of mine, an ex-relationship, that, and she had daughters, and her youngest daughter, she, my ex, put a little tracking thing on the daughter's phone or whatever, but
yeah,
she could pull up her own phone and see the little dot moving around to see where the young woman was going.
Yeah.
When allegedly was at the movie theater watching a movie with a friend, but what do you know? She's 15 miles away and that dot is moving. Yeah. And it's like she got busted more than once.
I'll tell you, I was talking with Josh about this too the other day. I was like, it kind of sucks to be a kid or a teenager now because you really lose that sense of I can get away with anything. You know, mom and dad don't know where I am because they do now. I mean, you can turn on that little Find My Phone feature on your, you know, on your iPhone or whatever, and they've got AirTags now and all sorts of other GPS devices. We had some friends over to the house the other night, and we were you know, just having some drinks and hanging out at the table, and the guy that we were with turned on his phone. He's like, oh, one of my boys is out. I need to see where he's at. And we sat there for a good 15 minutes and just watched his phone and watched the dot go around. And he, like, this kid went to a parking lot, a random parking lot, and was there for quite a while. And they knew he had a girl with him. And so they were like, what are they doing? You know,
well,
kind of flipping out. You know what they were doing. And then it's funny, a few minutes later, you'd see the dot move, and it ended up at a Walmart. And not only can you watch him see where he parked at the Walmart, we watched him walk into the Walmart. And then, you know, you see the little dot on the roof of where he might be. So we had some fun spending some time, like, you know, envisioning that particular Walmart and where he was hanging out in the store.
Well,
and we
clearly
settled on the video game department.
Oh, really? I was going to say maybe he went to the prophylactic
aisle. I know. We were laughing about that, too. I was like, is he in the pharmacy? What's he doing? But no, we settled on there he was hanging out in the video games. But really, you can't get away with anything now if you're a kid and you have some sort of electronic device. Your parents will
find
you.
Aren't there... Can't you find, like, don't, what if you gave your phone, although heaven forbid a kid giving up their phone, but you could give your phone to a friend, I suppose.
There's ways
around
it.
And say, look, I said I'm going here, take my phone. So it looks like I'm there. I suppose they could do that.
But then you have to be super sly and hide the AirTag in the vehicle somewhere that they don't know about. You got to do things where they don't know that you're tracking them.
Well, then you got to get into another friend's car, I guess. Look, kids will figure out a way to be kids. I've, you know, for years I've said this whole thing about how kids are different today is such bull. Kids are exactly the same way today that we were as kids. The only difference is the technology. But as far as the behavior and everything else, kids will always be kids. And if you put down some sort of rules, they're going to be devious and try to figure out a way to get around them.
Absolutely.
Just because that's what we did as kids.
Absolutely.
So it's funny. It's just that technology works against them. Like my dad, the old first sergeant, I mean, he was strict as could be, but he had no way of tracking me. It just didn't exist.
Well, unless they just got in the car and followed you.
Unless he followed me or hired a private detective. But my dad was a private detective. So, I mean, that's what he did. So, it's...
Well, and then you kind of know, like, some of the spots where your kids go. Because this guy was still talking, you know, at our house about there was one night when the phone died and they didn't know where he was. And so he actually went to, like, the five or six spots that he knows that this kid hangs out.
Did he find him?
And ends up finding him. So, I mean, you start learning, you know, on your phone where they go. And then you can go spy on them. But I'm telling you, it was a blast. It was so much fun. You felt like a private investigator sitting there watching this little dot move on the map. It felt great.
It's like the Snoop in you loves it, all combined with the fact that it's like a video game almost.
Yes, yeah.
It's like playing a real live video game, watching the dot move.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, the other reason that I wanted us to talk about this, Jer, is because there are a lot of people who are angry right now because they hate the... what's the word?
That you don't trust your children type thing?
Yeah, well, that, you know, they feel as if it's stealing the freedom of young people. And it's infringing upon their right and to privacy.
They need to make mistakes in life, stuff like
there
that.
There is that. Yeah. And the whole, you know, does a child have a right to privacy before they move out of your house? There's an argument to be made. No, sorry, you don't get a right to privacy until you move out.
Yep.
But I'm just wondering how our listeners feel about this. Like, in general, we really want phone calls on this. Are you good with tracking your children, or do you feel like it does your kids a disservice? You know, we were talking a little while ago about not letting kids grow up and, you know, keeping them as infants too long and coddling and nurturing. Maybe this goes into it, that you don't let them have the freedom to go out and make mistakes. I don't know. What do you think? How do you think our listeners would come down on that?
I think
the majority
so
are going to say,
listening.
I want to track my kids.
We have so many parents that listen. I would say, yes, let's track them.
Getting some interesting texts that are coming in, but I want to take phone calls on this. Terry and Pearl are lined up for sure. Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
We're good.
We're doing quite well. Great. So are you a good parent who tracks or a parent who's against it?
I am a parent who tracks. I do have a 16-year-old who is newly licensed driver, so 100% track him. But actually, my funny story doesn't really involve him. It involves my 30-year-old daughter. She's in Florida by herself, not anymore, but at the time, and track her phone. Just like to know that she got home from work or out at a night or whatever. So I do track her. Mind you, she doesn't have an issue with it. But funny story was she and a group of friends had gone away for a wedding and were staying in this really super desolate Airbnb somewhere in the sticks of Florida. And everybody says, wow, if something happened to us, nobody would know that we were dead. And my daughter says, oh, yeah, my mom tracks us. She would totally know where we are.
Oh, my gosh.
Kind of funny that
she's still, but it's funny that she's still 30. She's 30 years old and like way out of state, and you're still tracking her.
You're still keeping an eye on her.
Yeah.
I do keep an eye on her. Just, you know, a young woman in a, you know, big city, Tampa, and just want to be sure she gets home. I don't so much anymore. She's engaged and has her guy. So,
yeah, yeah.
Well, you can start tracking both of them, maybe.
Yeah. What are they doing at that hotel?
Terry, thank you.
Thanks,
for the
Terry.
Call. We appreciate that. Let's grab a call from Pearl. Pearl, what do you think about this idea?
You know, I'm before this wonderful technology, but I don't think you need it. You should always know where your child is. Ask them where they're going to be, who they're going to be with, and when they're going to be home.
Yeah, because they'll tell you the truth 100% of the time, for sure.
No, they won't. But when you make them realize you're going to check up on them, and so, like I said, I'm before this technology. My kids are all adults now. I would go, and there was a couple times, I would go, and they're at the movie theater, and I would move their car. Just so they knew I was checking.
What? Just so they know mom's been there. You probably terrified them. They thought their car was stolen.
Well, I mean, it was visible from where they parked. I only parked it 2 miles over, but they knew I had been there.
What else did you do besides move their car? I got to know.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Honestly, beyond that, I didn't have to because they knew I was going to be checking.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to be honest because I was going to be checking.
Seems
Pearl,
like a lot of work, Pearl.
We got to run. Thank you for that call. Thank you for that entertaining
that
call. We appreciate that. You know, the
something.
Thing I used to tell my son was, I will trust, because other people, you got to trust your children. And I would tell my son, I will totally trust you until you give me a reason not to.
Yep. And then everything
that's pretty
changed.
Basic. I mean, that's a
changes.
Pretty basic, you know, rule of thumb for any of your relationships in your whole life. Trust until they give you a reason to not trust
that's
them
right.
anymore. And then it's on them.
Yep. Then things will change.
thank you, Pearl. Here's Sarah. Sarah, what do you think about tracking?
So I don't actually, my younger two don't have phones and I don't track them yet. But My 21-year-old is not a very social person and forces me to track her. So we have an app called Life 360, and when she goes on a date or something, she's like, Mom, watch where we're at just in case. Just make sure I'm safe. So she asks me to do it. So we actually have an app, and it is more for safety than for what are they doing that they shouldn't be doing.
We've received multiple texts referencing that app here in the past few minutes.
Yes,
I think that's very mature of your daughter. You said it was a daughter?
Yes.
That's mature of her to just say, hey, keep an eye on me. I don't feel comfortable. I like that.
Yeah.
Well, good, Sarah. Thank you. I mean, in a way, I don't want to be the wet blanket, but I mean, does it keep them safe?
It's not going to keep them safe, but it just keeps tabs on them.
I mean, I'll just be morbid and horrible for 1 second. I mean, it will tell you where to go and find their body. I mean, but it doesn't.
Or just find their phone, you know.
It doesn't. Yeah. Or find the phone that got thrown out the window or whatever.
Absolutely.
So I wouldn't go so far as to say, because I know where the dot is on the map, that has kept them safe.
It gives you some security, though.
It's probably just the choice of words here. And I'm, you know, it's
at least gives you the last location. And maybe there were some cameras around.
The last known location.
There is that.
I mean, that's, if we're being honest, I mean, that's what it does. But it's not like you're hovering over them or whatever. We got to be fast because we're up against a break. But Megan, what do you want to say about this?
I'm just that my parents have the same app, and it's funny because they used it to, you know, help, you know, make sure that we were going where we needed to be and keep us safe. But then we turn it around on them, so now we track our parents, and it's just really funny. It's a two-way street now.
Yeah, I was thinking that at some point you will need to track your parents, so you put the 360 on their phone and see if they're wandering around the pickleball court somewhere, lost, you know?
Oh, you know, we'll just keep track. We're like, oh, they're on date night. Where'd they go? Oh, look at that. They're over in the mountains. And, yeah, we just kind of turn it around on them.
Oh, my God. That's Why not? Funny. That's funny.
I love
Megan,
it.
Thanks for the call. You have a fun day, okay?
Yeah.
Thanks, Megan.
You too.
I gotta say, I find a lot of it very humorous, but personally, I'm not on board with anybody tracking anyone. I mean, yes, I understand with children, I get, but once you become 21 or something, I'm not on board, just me, with tracking other human beings.
Well, if it's blood, I'm fine with it.
I mean, I know a lot of people throw out the safety thing.
I'm not going to slide an air tag into, you know, our producer's backpack or anything.
It's almost like you're a jerk if you argue against, you know, the whole safety side of it. But I'm like, okay, well, I guess. But
I love Rachel's text. She had one line. She says, tracking your kids is obnoxious.
That's kind of how I feel, Jeremy. That's kind of how I feel. But it's just hard for me to say because of people like, oh, I want to make sure they're okay.
Hey,
like, how do you argue that?
It's fine.
Okay,
it's different camps, man. You wouldn't do it. And I'm like, I'll put two air tags in my daughter's backpack.
Well, you're a snoop by nature, though.
A little bit. I like to know what's going on.
It feeds right into your snoopy nature, whereas I'm just like, I don't even care.
I love technology,
like,
and I love snooping, yeah. But I also like to know where my kids are.